The opera of Martha was first performed in a German version at Vienna in 1847. It was given in English for the first time at London in 1858. Von Flotow was a German, yet his opera is typically English and is always thought of as a product of that country. The opera of Martha, in which was introduced the world-famous Last Rose of Summer, was the most genuinely popular work that Von Flotow ever wrote. Its success is due mainly to the numerous melodies of an exceedingly attractive character with which it abounds. While not a great opera from a critically musical point of view, it is one of the most widely liked of all in the modern repertoire. And though few others have been heard so many times, this one never loses by repetition, but still maintains its supremacy. In the story, which is an interesting and very clever light farce comedy, Lady Harriet, an attendant upon the Queen, has tired of the amusement of court life. In a spirit of adventure, she visits the servants' fair at Richmond, England, disguised as a working girl in search of employment. Lionel, afterward Earl of Derby, falls in love with her. She laughs at him, however, and in Act Three, he sits down alone in the forest and sings this famous aria, Ah, So Pure, in which he tells of his hopeless passion for the beautiful Lady Harriet, whom he knows only as Martha. The opera of Martha very probably more nearly approaches the ideal opera of the future than any other. Many people who like to think that the weird dissonances of Richard Strauss in Salome or Electra, or the new and impossible scale intervals of Debussy, are the advance guard of a new musical era, will sit through a performance of Martha with an amazing and, to them, a shocking enjoyment. There is nothing of a passion-tearing, harrowing tragedy about this opera. It is a simple, interesting, and sprightly story, and the music frisks along hand in hand with it, a brilliant succession of most beautiful melodies. There has been much written about the music of the future and the destiny of opera, but in our opinion, operas of the type of Martha will be more numerous in the future than they have been in the past, provided always that composers of sufficient genius can be found to write them. Signor Banchi was born at Cesena in the Romagna, a region famous for the number of great singers it has given to the world. Banchi came of a very poor family. His father was a struggling comb maker, and he, with his brothers, was apprenticed to a bootmaker. Day after day he worked at his lowly bench, cheering himself with snatches of song. The notes from his sweet voice reached the ears of an ardent musician who lived close by, Signor Amore. And one day, after hearing Banchi sing by ear, but with great expression and artistic feeling, the adagio of the finale of La Sonnambula, he approached the boy and exclaimed, Why, Alessandro, you will be a great artist someday. You will take the place of our great Masini. And the prophecy came literally true.